random thoughts in the mind of a minister. Had the opportunity to talk to some young people this weekend, and in doing so, shared a verse in Isaiah chapter 54, where it talks about the lengthening of the cords and the driving of the stakes. And in order for the cords to be lengthened, the stakes need to be driven down into something solid. It's a means by which the tent can be erected and stand strong, and opening the curtains, meaning stretching it out as far as it'll go to cover as much ground and or people that the tent is able to. But in order for the tent to stay erected and up and strong and cover as many people from the harsh elements of the world, which the tent is a type of the church, and the stakes are a type of the anchoring down in the Word of God. Now, the curtains are the doors being open and the accessibility to the presence of God, which lies under the tent. And in driving these stakes down, talking to these young people of, you know, absolute truths, things that do not change, that it does not matter who you are and what you believe, that these things stay the same. There is a God, and Jesus is His name. And there is salvation only in the name of Jesus. There is salvation, you know, in the Word of God. That the Word of God is that a solid foundation that you can anchor onto. Things like baptism in Jesus' name, infilling of the Holy Ghost with this evidence of speaking in tongues. You know, the living a holy, righteous life, making good choices, good decisions, living according to the Word of God. Those are absolutes. Those are things that don't change. It doesn't matter who you are, what walk of life, what culture, what race. Those things never change. God has made it available to all of us and can save us all if we just obey the Word of God. And these absolute truths become very vital in a time where things change. Everything is relevant. Everything is changing. It all depends what you believe, what you think, and how you feel about it. The thing is that the Word of God was forever settled in heaven and on earth. It doesn't change. And in order for us to reach the masses, to reach the people in our communities, our friends, our families, we need to have a solid foundation, which is the Word of God. And the way this world is going, the things that are going on, legalization of certain things, from same-sex marriages to the killing of babies even after they're born, just because mom or dad doesn't want them, that they are able to murder a child. It blows my mind that we've reached that point. But needless to say, as the world gets worse, we need to get better about our Father's business, about what Jesus wants us to do. You don't learn how to do woodwork and do less woodwork. You don't learn how to play basketball and play less basketball. You don't know how to play. You don't learn how to play any other sport and not play more of that sport. As the world gets worse, we as Christians, as disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to step up our game. We need to be more like Christ. We need to act like Jesus. We need to live like Jesus. We need to conduct ourselves like Jesus. We need to do business like Jesus. Every aspect of our lives has to be submitted to the Word of God. So it's not a time to do less, but it is a time to do more, to give more, to pray more, to read the Word of God more, to attend church more, to share our faith more, to do more. And this is a time that we live in, that we have to absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, be completely convinced that Jesus is the Savior, that Jesus will save us, and we need to do more, not less, but more. So today I tell you, let's do more. More of Jesus, more of the Word of God.